I think one of the most insane podcast episodes they do is about the fake phenomena of trans maxing. And this show is just like the deeply conservative or reactionary cultural milieu that they exist within. It's also kind of funny. I initially wrote this part of the segment for the QA episode. So it's like more righteous indignation, but I do kind of think it's funny, which should indicate how bad it is, given that in a lot of the context of my posting online, ironic humor detachment is related to, you know, pain and suffering. I'll play the clip of them talking about it.
Well, let's talk about the transmax movement in sort of the larger social context here, right? So broadly speaking, it is a movement of young men, predominantly, who believe that society will treat them better and they will have better odds in society if they become young women. They are not transitioning because of gender dysphoria. They are not transitioning because they don't feel like young men. They are transitioning purely because they think they've been dealt a raw card by being born male.
I shouldn't have to tell you guys that this is not a movement. Transmaxing appears to be like an addition or a spin on an incel term, maxing, which is like built upon the idea of dedicating your life to a single thing in order for you to get pussy. So like you can gym max by going to the gym a lot and it's like, cool, I'll have a lot of muscles and then women will not think I'm weird anymore. Or looks maxing is another one, by just spending all your time to be as conventionally attractive as possible. The term transmaxing itself was created by a cis man named Vintology, who according to the incel wiki, which is a thing, I guess, I don't know who runs this, so this could be wrong, has, to quote it, at some point advocated ephebophilia, legal extermination of incels, sterilization of incels, and various anti-incel beliefs. At the same time, he has stated he had trouble dating in 2019. In 2019, he claimed he was a hikikomori. This random weirdo created the subreddit transmaxing, presumably as a method to encourage young incels to transition to trans women. So I guess this relates to the anti-incel belief. This subreddit currently sits at 3,000 subscribers, and this is the count after it received a great deal of attention by far-right media outlets. He also made a transmaxing manifesto, which contains like unverifiable fake accounts of incels who are comfortable being men and who hate women, don't see themselves as women, don't experience gender dysphoria, transitioning into like, you know, Stacey's and gaining joy from people treating them as valuable, attractive females. It's like a shit post, basically. I mean, this person who made this is clearly like a deranged individual. And maybe their attempt is serious, but it's clear that they've like forged. This is like the Elders of Zion of transphobia, basically. Like these are fake. This is an attempt to contextualize trans women as incels, you know. The accounts of this happening in the manifesto are completely unverified. They're either faked by the document writer or by anonymous shitposters on incel forums. And real before and after photos of like passing conventionally attractive trans women are sprinkled throughout the fake accounts of incel men who affirm they aren't trans and in the accounts go by he or pronouns, you know, taking estrogen and presenting as women to make the phenomena seem more believable. So you present the transition timeline in between as like, there's the person who's writing it, but it's not. One example of these photo timelines I was able to track down through reverse image search was taken from a trans woman posting her transition to Reddit, who had no affiliation with the transmaxing movement. It's one of the trans subreddit places where trans women post themselves. As a result of it being placed in the manifesto, her photo would become the first thing that readers see when clicking on multiple articles by like insane right-wing conservative outlets, the same right-wing conservative outlets that the Collinses are clearly using, written about transmaxing. Implying that this poor woman was initially an incel and still identified as a man, but transitioned in order to gain social status in the dating market. I even found her original Reddit account in the comments of the transmaxing subreddit, asking people to delete photos of her that were being posted there. This is a classic example of a very common phenomena of conservatives inventing psyops and then falling for the psyops. Like, no leftist is like, oh yeah, But it's a really troubling thing that's happening that really makes me, you know, change my opinions on the nature of debt. It's like, no, obviously everyone knows it's fucking stupid. But only conservatives are dumb enough and neurotic enough to fall for it because it just falls into their kind of political beliefs. So transmaxing as a phenomenon was picked up by transphobic right-wing journalists in early January of this year as a means of contextualizing trans women as misogynistic men at the bottom of the social hierarchy. And therefore, according to these people, greatly mistreated, I guess. Like, this is a problem of the fact that, like, men aren't men anymore, you know, that they're not allowed to be patriarchal. That's kind of the conclusion. Who then become women, not because of dysphoria, because they're comfortable being men, but to live easier lives. This is the only place treating trans maxing as a real phenomena, let alone as the cons have contextualized it, as an entire movement of people. Like, there's no evidence of a single actual person doing this. Because, like, that would suck. That would be terrible. You would hate that. They would be awful. They would be terrible for someone to do that. The effects of the proliferation of this fictional movement are, like, obvious. One example I can find was a post recently, May 18th, by the far-right Holocaust-denying, quote-unquote, cartoonist Stone Toss that portrays an incel choosing between two lines of people labeled become misogynist and become woman. The general right-wing transphobic proliferations of discussions surrounding transmaxing is the only place that the colonists could have possibly picked it up. Their treatment of it as not only legitimate, but actually like a good thing, is a perfect representation of their politics. They frequent right-wing to far-right circles and use the ideas propagated in them as the foundation of their worldview, only to try to kind of spin these beliefs into a facade of social acceptance for, like, you know, queer people, people of color. Like, well, we're not racist, but, like, insert basic orthodox eugenicist view. Which does suggest something to me, which is that maybe the Collinses have this thing of, like, well, we're, like, masking our terrible political opinions for you progressives, and you can't even lap us up. Like, you can't even agree with us. You have to burst into this, like, outrageous anger. Like, clearly there is no way of pleasing you, so we're not going to listen to your response. There might be some of that in here as a way of kind of reconciling why they possibly try to use this kind of progressive language when it's, like, so clear their actual opinions are, like, deeply reactionary. It could also just be for themselves. Like, this isn't uncommon, is people who are deeply reactionary but, like, kind of use this language for the sake of their own conscience. This could also just be their attempt at reconciling two phenomena, which is one, their kind of pathological desire to, as I said, like, be hated in a weird affirming way by the cancel woke mob, and then their desire to try to make pronatalism appealing, because they're kind of the propaganda wing of the weird phenomena in Silicon Valley tech circles promoting this sort of thing. To play more from their podcast, though.
One of the reasons why I love the transmaxing community is for that, is, like, there's so much pragmatism. There's so much, like, it's not just pragmatism. It's, like, enthusiastic leveraging of market asymmetries in a way that I just find to be wonderful. It's a joyful opportunism, right?
Well, and for some of them, accepting their lot in life as it is, I mean, it is true that if, you know, for some men, because of the way that they're born, you know, if you're born uniquely unattractive and not very smart. And
hey, or just uniquely feminine. And that's, well, yeah, that's another argument that's made in this community is, in, for example, just broader, like, M to F trans subreddits, for example, there's some gatekeeping going on where they're like, oh, trans maxers aren't real trans people. You know, transitioning is actually really difficult. This is actually something that, you know, you feel, it's because you feel bad. And there've been some posts where people have been like, well, actually, no, transitioning doesn't have to be difficult. You know, maybe you just inject estrogen once a week and it you know, things actually working out really well. Like, there's a lot of people who are making arguments who actually like, no, really, like, I just make a lot more sense as a woman.
So they believe this fairly absurd and, you know, offensive caricature of trans people propagated in an unsourced web by far-right outlets, and yet simultaneously say that they think there's nothing wrong with the caricature, and actually it's fine. But if you don't listen hard enough to that, you really have to not pay attention to some parts of it. It might sound like they're pretty pro-trans in the clip. You know, why can't people just be women? You know, people should, says Simone, be allowed to take estrogen to appear more womanly, and, you know, no one should gatekeep who does that, unlike those MTFs. And I mean, of course, like, what's wrong with people doing that? I think that HRT femboys, as they are referred to online, that's great. What's the real phenomenon the Collinses are talking about here? It's trans people opposing the notion that misogynistic incels are masquerading as women to gain value in the dating market. The trans pushback on this is because it's fictional and it's a transphobic trope. It's not people saying that you shouldn't have access to hormones if you're not really sad. Like, those are two separate discussions, but you can see how, like, they are padding what is essentially a defense of transphobia in progressive language.